This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Brian Papoon. Missouri lawmakers have left Jefferson City for their annual spring break. As Marshall Griffin tells us, House leaders touted their first half accomplishments while downplaying controversy over Speaker Stephen Tilley's decision to induct Rush Limbaugh into the Hall of Famous Missourians.
Tilley began Thursday's press conference by telling reporters that House GOP leaders have accomplished 70% of their goals for this year's session.
And that agenda focused on taxpayers, jobs, schools, and values. We passed our Speaker Pro Tem's voter ID bill.
But Tilley's decision to induct Limbaugh into the Hall of Fame has drawn fire from House Democrats who want the Speaker to rescind the honor. Minority Leader Mike Talboy says they're considering taking some sort of action to pressure Tilley into changing his mind.
We're taking a look at that.
The House is set to reconvene March 19th. The Senate, meanwhile, returns next Friday. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Members of a Missouri National Guard agribusiness development team received a send-off from Governor Nixon as they prepare for deployment to Afghanistan. On hand were friends and family for the 41 soldiers and the 13 airmen who make up the Missouri Guard's agribusiness development team 6. Missouri was the lead state 5 years ago in sending a team to Afghanistan to work with farmers, government officials, and industry leaders. The teams are made up of agriculture specialists, including project managers, engineers, and instructors. Branson City officials say they're mostly happy with emergency response to a tornado that hit the tourist city in February. City officials met yesterday to assess the response and tally damage. Police Chief Kent Crutcher says response was mostly positive in the hours after the tornado hit, saying no one died and there was no looting. Planning and Zoning Director Jim Lawson says 37 properties had damage or were destroyed by the storm, and another 41 had minor damage. The ongoing debate over the enhanced enterprise zone in Columbia prompted a change today. The proposed blight zone for Columbia is now a little bit smaller. The Enhanced Enterprise Zone Advisory Board unanimously voted in favor of eliminating 6 portions of the original blight zone. The former plan included designating nearly 60% of Columbia as a blight zone. That zone could then qualify as an enhanced enterprise zone where businesses would be eligible for tax abatements. Today, the board eliminated areas like those near Stevens College, Boone Hospital, and East Campus, which are mostly residential. Amir Ziv was an opponent at the meeting.
They want a TIF area and now with this EEZ, and I don't think we need it. I think Columbia can hold its own to bring people here because it's a great town.
The EEZ board also made a unanimous recommendation to City Council that the council pass an ordinance restricting the use of eminent domain in blighted areas, as opponents have stressed concern about eminent domain. Residents of Columbia will be voting on ballot measures that will fund future projects for Columbia Public Schools. A $50 million bond issuance and debt service levy could raise $39.2 million and would go towards new construction. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says a 40-cent tax levy increase would be used for operating costs, especially to hire new teachers.
The last 4 years, we've cut nearly $20 million from our budget and 250 employees. And what's happening now is we're really starting to feel the impact of what that meant for our school district. And it means larger class sizes.
The measures will need a 57% approval to pass. For KBIA News, I'm Brian Papoon.